Just gone 8:12. Hit breakfast with Gordy and Maz. Oh, it's a classic, isn't it?
It really is. And you would think that when your character hits his head and drowns, that you won't be reprising your role as Finn Kelly. But such is not the case for Rob Mills. Hey, Millsy.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. How about you?
Hi, darling. How are you?
Oh, life is excellent.
It always is. It always is when we talk. Hey, Finn Kelly was killed off on Neighbours at the end of last year. So how did you react when you got the call up to say, hey, we need you back on the show? How does that work?
So it coincides with the year anniversary. Also, I'm in at Channel 10 right now doing some, and there is a fire alarm going off. So, look, I think it is a warning, but I don't think you can hear it in the background.
Yeah, we can hear it loud and clear.
I think it's a drill.
Do you need to evacuate?
It's a drill. It's definitely a drill.
Sure about that?
You know.
Outside the Como. Bert Newton. I think Bert Newton's here.
He set it off. Bert accidentally set it off.
He's like, get me back on TV or set the building on fire. No.
Or it's someone there doesn't want you to reveal how you've ended up back.
That's how they silence everyone.
So it's the year anniversary, but I remember last year. This is so funny.
This is going to be an interesting chat with that.
It's really distracting.
That's good. Adds to it. Adds another layer.
Do you have to go and assemble outside the building somewhere? Who's the fire marshal at Channel 10?
I'm looking for a coloured hat to come and get me, but there's no one in the building. It's just me and the publicist. She's looking at me stone cold face, no idea what's going on.
This is what happens when they go off here too. Everyone goes, what are we doing again? I know they've got a full team, but it's like, what's happening? Are we staying or are we going?
Where did everyone go?
I'm an actor, guys. I can be the fire warden. Let me put the hat on.
Well, we'll push on until you get it. What's happening?
The fire warden's here. There's a guy with a hat.
Hang on. This might be legit. There might actually be a fire at Channel 10. Hang on.
Who's the fire warden? Is it Curtis Stone?
Nah, he looks pretty chilled. He looks a bit nerdy with glasses. I can say that. I'm also a bit nerdy.
That's you.
With glasses.
Is that a mirror?
It's me. Sorry, it's me, guys.
Let's stay with you here. Do you have to get out or what?
No, we're fine.
Are you sure about that, Millsy?
Yeah, I'm getting a thumbs up.
Okay.
A thumbs up to leave or a thumbs up to stay?
Nah, just to chill out. It is Bert.
It's worth it for this interview, I tell you what, Millsy. It's going to be great.
So I got a call. This is no joke. At the end of last year, when I finished filming, so end of 2019 was when I finished filming. I went to air, I think, in March last year.
Yeah.
My last scenes. But he's like, so we're thinking about getting you back. I go, I've just died. I spent the whole day in that pond or in that pool of water. And he said, no, don't worry about it. We're already starting to think about how we're going to get you back. I was like, okay. It is Neighbours. Remember, you can leave Erinsborough, but you never really leave Neighbours. That's the story.
Because I go straight to, surely you're haunting people from the other side.
Yeah. So look. I've done this before as Sam Wheat in Ghost the Musical. So I felt like I knew exactly what to do. I knew how to do some haunting. Started singing some Unchained Melody just for Susan. Apparently, that didn't go to air. That won't go to air, but that was just how I got into character.
And how many episodes did we get to see you back for, Millsy?
You'll have to tune in to find out.
Ooh, that old answer. That old tune in to
That's
find out
That's why that publicist is standing right next to you, isn't it? Just for that line right there.
Yeah, tune
in. That's right. It's on a whiteboard.
Hey, one thing we were talking about off air, Millsy, is we thought because you're reprising your role for a few or maybe indefinitely episodes, could you request, it's probably a bit late now, but could you request that you sing the vocals to the Neighbours theme tune whilst you're on the show? Because you can sing.
Okay, thank you. But you know who is singing it now? You've got the old version.
Who's doing the new one?
End of last year, it is Neighbour's own Bonnie Anderson.
Is it Bonnie doing the new one?
Did you put your hand up, Mills?
Look, I'm not saying just because she won the Masked Singer and I was only runner-up. That's why she got the gig. But it's probably true. It's probably what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd
be a great
moment, though, to be the person that sings the Neighbour's theme. I feel
so
like you
iconic.
Just missed out because it is so iconic.
Thank you for that. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, sorry about that, mate.
Another thing that you didn't win, but that's okay. Life's good. It's all good.
Now, can you please do us a favour and just go and investigate this fire for us, please? Are you on some sort of landline or are you on a mobile?
No, I'm on a mobile. I'll go
for a walk around Channel 10 and let's just investigate this a little bit more because it has not stopped.
From the office. It's actually louder out here. This probably doesn't help here.
I'm walking past
the giant one and the giant zero. Anthony, what's going on here? It's a fire drill? Is this a drill? It's a fake drill.
It's a fake drill?
I mean, that means it's a drill. I mean,
yeah, no, that's an actual drill. A drill is just a pretend fire so you know what to do in case of a real fire.
Oh, there's a mirror. That is me.
Oh, my God.
Guys, I'm walking through the building of Channel 10 now. There's no one here. Not even the fire warden.
They couldn't plan this when they didn't have interviews at Channel 10.
Okay, I'm going into the studio.
This is hilarious.
I love it.
I'm now sitting at the news desk with Jennifer Kite. Looks it.
Oh, we need it. Can you send us a pic or something? We need to see this. If you're at the news desk at Channel 10, we need to see it.
Behind the scenes action from Channel 10 this morning, live on our show.
Can you imagine if this is real, Rob Mills, this will be the last interview you've ever done with us on the radio, and they'll be using these sound grabs.
This is the way that I want to go, guys.
Yeah.
Doing an interview with
on air
guys,
with us.
Yeah. Sitting on Jennifer Kite's chair. Yeah.
I mean, is there anything you want to say for them to play on the news or anything, just in case? I know you're sweet, but...
No, there's nothing I really want to say. I think I've said it all.
Nothing left to be added. He said it all in his career. Well, it is back tonight. Channel 10, 6:32 to be exact on Peach. We have here 6:32. Lock that in.
I'll be on at about 6:58, I reckon.
Beautiful.
I'm not saying don't watch the rest of the show. But definitely
tune in for the last bit.
Definitely tuning in for the last bit. I'm a little teaser, and then you'll see. Wow, the scriptwriters just absolutely killing it. I don't even know how they're going to bring me back, and they did.
It all unfolds from there tonight, 6:32 on Peach for Channel 10. Milsey, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, babe. Thanks, take care,
guys. I'm just going to go save some people.
Please, yes, do your thing. Thanks.
That's what I do, guys. When I'm not acting on TV.